Around 1,000 people gathered at Istanbul's Atatürk Airport to greet more than 500 returning activists. Thousands more celebrated and demonstrated against Israel in the heart of Istanbul. The activists were greeted like heroes, and many could not wait to tell their stories to the waiting army of journalists.
12-13 tane gemi bizim sağımızdan ve solumuzdan Mavi Marmara gemisine saldırdı. Yaklaşık 4-5 tane helikopter bir anda onların tepesine uçuşmaya başladı.
This man said 12 or 13 boats attacked us, along with 4 or 5 helicopters. They just opened up fire on us. I heard the captain saying on his VHF radio, "We are unarmed." Observers say such stories are fueling Turkish public outrage over Israel seizing the 6 ships. The flotilla aimed to break a blockade that Israel had imposed on the Gaza Strip in an effort to stop weapons from reaching the region that is controlled by the militant Hamas movement. The 6 ships had defied a warning from the Israeli Navy not to approach the region, and the ships were boarded early Monday by Israeli forces. 9 activists died during the operation. Their bodies also arrived in Turkey, and autopsies of the dead said all died of gunshot wounds. Israel says its troops only used their pistols after they were attacked and released a video showing soldiers in riot gear descending from a helicopter into a crowd of men with sticks and clubs. 3 of the 4 activists overpowered each soldier as he landed, beating each one to the deck. One of the main organizers of the relief effort was the Turkish charity, the Foundation for Humanitarian Relief, which has Islamic roots. Israel accuses the charity of having links to terrorism, a charge it denies. Turkish prosecutors are reportedly collecting statements for a possible case against Israel. The 2 countries have until recently had close political and military ties, and Turkey was widely seen as Israel's only friend in the region. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has held back from major diplomatic sanctions, other than recalling Turkey's ambassador. But Mr. Erdogan is facing increasing pressure to do more. The Turkish parliament passed a motion calling for a complete review of all political, economic and military ties with Israel. The country's powerful Islamic media, which traditionally supports the government, has called for a severing of ties. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.